time to move on now to our next story here on the top five. In Afghanistan, a massive recount of ballots cast in the controversial presidential runoff continues after it was briefly suspended due to a dispute over vote count records. The audit of over 8 million votes was agreed by rival candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani last week. Representatives of both candidates are now monitoring the job of the auditors. Preliminary results from the June 14th runoff put Ghani in the lead, but Abdullah objected the results, claiming massive fraud. They've now agreed to stand by the outcome of the vote audit. However, a group called the Free and Fair Election Forum of Afghanistan says disagreements and a shortage of observers have slowed the auditing process. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent live with us from Kabul. Let's get the updates from him. So, Faiz, is it clear now what stage the auditing process is right now?
Well, the progress is very slow, Omar. The electoral officers, international observers, and the agents of these two presidential runners are expected to recount and audit about 1,000 ballot boxes every day. But so far, they have only recounted 450 ballot boxes. There are about 22,000 ballot boxes inside the Independent Election Commission. And President Hamid Karzai has announced that this process should end within 3 weeks. But many here now in Kabul believe that the Afghan people would not have the name of the winner of the runoff vote anytime soon, and many here believe that this process would not end by the end of this year. So it would be, of course, good news for President Hamid Karzai. At least he would be able to spend some more time inside the palace, but not good news for people inside the White House who are impatiently waiting for the next president of this country to take office and sign the bilateral security agreement, an agreement which is very crucial for the Obama's administration. Once it's signed, they would be able to have 9 military bases in this country, legal immunity for their soldiers from Afghan courts, and continue their unilateral military operations.
Right, so you say it's going to be, according to your statement, a very slow process, but is it transparent despite the fact that it is slow?
Well, this process decides the next president of this country, and this is what Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai agreed to. And of course, one of these two men would be the next president of this country, the other would be the prime minister, so it's a win-win game now. And once the process is over, the next president of this country is required to amend the constitution of this country and bring the position of prime minister inside the constitution. So this is a very long process. Differences are still there, and this process was halted over the weekend, and the team of Abdullah walked out of the recounts. There was an argument erupted between the two contending camps over which ballot boxes should be invalidated and recounted, but the dispute has been resolved, and they went back inside the Independent Election Commission, and they are now monitoring the process, recounting the votes. So, but I believe that we won't have the name of the winner anytime soon.
So when you say anytime soon, does that mean months and months? How many votes are we talking about here?
Well, it's a very long process. In the very beginning, the Americans and people inside President Hamid Karzai's government believed that they would be able to recount the votes within 3 weeks. Now, the process goes very slow, and the people inside the Independent Election Commission told me today that they don't have enough observers, enough international observers to monitor the process, so they have to recount the votes with the presence of the international observers that are now in Kabul. And the number of these observers is quite limited, so they won't be able at least to recount and audit some of the ballot boxes every day. So they have to go very slow and ensure transparency and give a kind of legitimacy to the election process, because it has been already marred by massive fraud that took place on the runoff day.
Thank you very much, Faiz Khurshid, correspondent in Kabul, there for us.